I'm Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Don't be troubled, nor let it be afraid. Jesus could say this because he knew there would be disturbance which would come upon the hearts of the disciples. The disciples would be disturbed concerning Jesus going away because Jesus knew and the disciples was getting information that his death would be imminent. For he was revealing to them how they would respond when he was once asked, if you could choose what you want most in life, what would you ask for? And the most common for the love of money is the of all evil. The most common answer was peace. People wanted peace. And we want peace. We want peace in our workplaces. Peace in the languages being propagated all over the nation, and yet people are embracing it, has some of the best medical and psychological treatment centers, some of the highest educational institutions, and worldwide communication. All of these things, most people are without true inner peace. Because they are searching for something greater. The results are devastating, my brothers and sisters, because today in our nation and in the African-American community is 60. Broken marriages, rebellion, financial anxiety. Anybody feeling your pinch? A country unsettled and divided. Anybody seeing division? And I could go on and on, but I want to ask a question. What is the peace that the world will offer you peace through many forms of distraction? Drugs, alcohol, immoral relationship, constant entertainment. That's why the churches are empty. The world will offer you peace in all forms of pleasure, action, and positive thinking. How many positive thinking books have you seen on the market today? They're not talking about this book. They're talking about other books, positive thinking. And many believe that peace is defined as the absence of trouble. Many refuse to face the problem. This is finding peace. But the world has never held the answer to true peace. My brothers and sisters, you and I can choose to have true peace. Because true peace does not come from man. True. And this peace is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Spoken of in Galatians 5:22. For the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace. Amen. This peace means to be joined and interwoven together with God the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. He said, I and the Father are one. For there is unity, there is harmony, and a nation and leadership that can't even get along within the body. And yet we see the dysfunctional opportunities that are going on in a nation that says, in God we trust. Who do you trust? The world will not offer you peace. One of the reasons, or one of the concerns, many churches have been growing or have a lack of growing is because there are some undercurrents below the surface. One of the reasons many of our churches are not growing is because there are some undercurrents below the surface. And these undercurrents causes what we call riptides. And a riptide is a dangerous area of strongly moving water in the sea, where two or more currents causes the waves not to come into the shore, but to go farther away from the shore. You missed it. These riptides in the sea biblically can also mean stability or chaos. So when we see riptides in the sea, we see instability or we see chaos. Now here is my point. The current does not pull you under, but the currents people away. The current creates panic and exhaustion. And I said all that to say this. Many of our churches have riptide because people are being pulled away because of exhaustion, of panic, chaos, and instability. Now, the solution to the riptide is that we need to have some strong swimmers who can handle the riptide. What I have, tides don't last because they eventually go away. Or the riptide diminish. Or the riptide lose, meaning all of the elements that try to pull you away from the church. I'm reminded of this sea of two situations where there was turbulence in the sea, and Jesus came walking to the disciple and called Peter to him. And all he said was, also reminded of a situation where Jesus was sleeping in a boat, and Jesus got up and said, "Peace, be still." In other words, that can be turbulence in the house. But Jesus said, all I have to do is say peace, and peace will come back into the house. We see riptide tearing away at the very fiber of the house of the Lord. And the Lord is simply saying, my people to understand is that these riptides may seem strong. These riptides may have power. These riptides may have ability. But these riptides does not have the peace that God has in store. Am I in your neighborhood? My brothers and sisters, Jesus has the answer to his peace and not man's peace. For according to scripture, Paul understood a little bit about turbulence, and he understood a little bit about the situation that he would have to go through in life. And certainly in life, we will all go through some things, but it's only a riptide. The Lord is on your side. You can handle any riptide that comes. Because riptide's sole desire is to take you under. But if the Lord be for you, who can be against you? According to the scripture, Paul suffered greatly because of his love for the Lord and for God's truth, because of his commitment to the commission given to him by the Lord. And when you start working for the Lord, you can expect stuff to happen. You can expect riptides in your life. But I need to build you up on God's word. I need to give you the strength to endure. Tide will take you down and take you under, but the riptide will be a strong swimmer. You can endure what riptides are trying to take you out with. And so the Apostle Paul's heart was kept in perfect peace. And here's why. Paul had been in stone. Paul was left for dead. And Paul was scourged by the Roman. And yet, he said in Romans 8:28, and we know, what is it that the believer knows? And we know that all things work together for good to them that look according to his purpose, not your purpose, not the pastor's purpose. When we stop putting the emphasis on ourselves and put the emphasis on the Lord, then we can come through any trials, any tribulation, any riptide that the sea may come at you. I did say the sea is something, nothing more than a whole bunch of people. And a sea of people at times can take you under. But if you have strength in God's word, if I be for you, I'm more than the world against you. My brothers and sisters, look at the condition of knowing God's peace. First, you must love God. Jesus said in Luke 10:27, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. And this tells us God is to be first. Stop looking for things that are temporary and start looking at things which are eternal. Secondly, Paul said, you must be called according to his purpose. So many times it's our purpose, his purpose. There are times the Lord gives you a vision, the Lord gives you a ministry, the Lord says, I'm calling you to his purpose, which means, and into his perfect will for our lives. When you think about your life, there are going to be some bumpy roads in life. Roads. There's some paved roads and there's some icy roads. But if you're on the road to glory, you're on the right road. And the Lord is simply saying, whatever road you're on, stay focused because I'm with you. Most people reject God's peace, selfishness, and their lust for the pleasures of this world. You know, sometimes you have to crucify that flesh. Crucify what's holding you back from getting what God wants you to have. Jesus said in John 14:27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. A legacy of inner peace is offered to all who know Jesus Christ, regardless of our circumstances. If we notice, Jesus said, my peace, and that makes it personal. Is this peace that Jesus possesses and is given to us? Why does he want us to have his peace? Because our peace is temporary. Because we can love you today and we can fight with you tomorrow. But Jesus loves you today, and even though you fight with him, he said, I stay fighting with me. Inner peace is offered to all who know Jesus Christ, regardless of their circumstances. The Apostle Paul knew that peace when he wrote of it in the letter to the Philippians. Back at John 16:33. Jesus said these words.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Well, it's that time of the program where we celebrate birthdays, anniversaries, and things of that nature. These are the folks that have the 29th of April as their birthday. Happy birthday to Keisha White, Marilyn Greenhouse, Jermaine Reed, Donika Williams, Joseph Young, and Tiffany C. Williams, and everyone around the globe who celebrates a birthday today. May you live long and prosper. And if you happen to run across any of the birthday people around town, do this. Make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and